Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion.
Radio gets results. Radio gets results.
That's 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. If you go back to the early years of the 20th century, in the early 1900s, shortly before I was born, why, about one person in 33 contracted cancer in the United States. Today, one person in two contracts cancer in the United States. Now, why is that happening? And why is nothing being done about it? Or all the other new diseases or diseases that previously did not plague us, like autism and severe allergies and so much asthma and so many of the autoimmune diseases and diabetes, type 1 diabetes. Why are all of these things here? Well, I personally believe that there are people who have a different worldview of things, and they do not value human life. In fact, they feel that there are too many humans out here plaguing the world, and whether you agree with that concept or not, there is certainly no question that scientific studies have repeatedly shown a relationship between first trimester abortion and the onset of breast carcinoma. However, everything is being done to prevent women from finding this out. In other words, when they destroy the life that is been planted within them and would mature to be a useful human being and live 70 years, when they destroy that life, when they have an abortion, they not only destroy that life, but they endanger their own. And the last thing that the people who are pushing abortion in America as part of a population control agenda, the last thing they want is for women to realize that they are endangering their life every time they have an abortion. An abortion is not a simple thing to do. It is not simply getting rid of a problem. It is creating many more problems. And, of course, the more first trimester abortions you have without ever carrying a child to term, the more dramatic the increase in the incidence of breast cancer. Well, with us this morning is Karen Malik, who's on the front lines of this battle. And there is some new evidence, some new information that's come out. You won't read about it in your local newspaper. You won't hear about it from the establishment television programs because all of the television, almost all of the major media interlocks. They're all controlled by one of five mega corporations, which, of course, interlocks with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, Karen, how are you this morning?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Will you tell us what's the latest information on the link between first trimester abortion and breast cancer?
Well, there's been a new paper published in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, and it's available online at japans.org. And the name of the article is "The Federal Government and Academic Texts as Barriers to Informed Consent" by Dr. Angela Lanfranchi. She's Clinical Associate or Assistant Professor of Surgery at the Robert Wood Johnson Medical Center in New Jersey. And she is pointing out the bias, the outright bias, the lack of political courage on the part of researchers and federal agencies academicians and cancer fundraising groups, the feminists who lead the cancer fundraising groups, who I might add come from the abortion industry, how they have participated in the suppression of information that links abortion with higher risk of breast cancer, and also links oral contraceptive use, that's a birth control pill, with breast cancer. And she points out that the bias and the cover-up that's been going on the last half century is very, very similar to the long-delayed acknowledgement of the link between smoking and lung cancer.
Sure.
So there are many, many parallels here. Now, she is saying that women are being women have basically lost their right to informed consent. We have a right that dates back to English common law that's been with us for centuries. And that right says that the patient is fully entitled to receive all the information about the risks associated with any medical procedure or any drugs that are prescribed to that patient. And women simply aren't getting the facts. They're not being given the truth. And she cites some really astounding examples here in her paper. She says that the National Institutes of Health and the National Cancer Institute, which is a component of the National Institutes of Health, have violated their mission statements, and she says that there's evidence of widespread fraud in connection with research that is funded by our federal government, the National Institutes of Health. And she cites a study that was published back in June of 2005 in the British journal Nature, where researchers sent out anonymous questionnaires to thousands of researchers funded by the National Institutes of Health. And there were 15.5% of the scientists who were willing to admit anonymously that they had at one time or other in their careers changed the design, methodology, or results of a study in response to pressure from a funding source. In other words, well, that funding source is the NIH itself, the National Institutes of Health. So it's the federal government itself. And even worse, she adds that the NIH appears to be a corrupting influence on scientists. In other words, the longer they're working, the scientists are working for the NIH, the longer they accept grants from the NIH, the greater this behavior takes place, the more frequent it is taking place. Because among the early career scientists, 9.5% of them admitted to this unethical behavior. But among the mid-career scientists, 20% were admitting to it. So,
what a tragic situation it is when pressure is put by the government to get scientists to change the truth. Because science really is a search for truth. And you see the people in government aren't interested in truth. They're interested in, well, some people think it's population control. Could anything be that crass?
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. so make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum, hear a hissing noise, see bubbling earth or water, vegetation that's dead or dying, or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Network, I guess, is running Karen Malik, and she's talking about the information in a new article in the Journal of the American Physicians and Surgeons, about the breast abortion, first trimester abortion relationship, because there really is a relationship between abortion, first trimester abortion, and the onset of breast carcinoma. So that's A, B, C, abortion. Breast carcinoma, so ABC relationship, and how the National Institute of Health has brought pressure on scientists to change the results of their scientific studies to fall into line with the NIH policies. And, of course, most people think the National Institute of Health is interested in helping us, but it really isn't. The National Institute of Health is part of the problem. Certainly the National Cancer Institute is a subdivision of the NIH, and many years ago I had a chance to talk to Dean Burke, who headed the chemotherapy portion of the National Cancer Institute. I talked to Dean before he passed away, and he told me that certainly that Laetrile, which of course has been outlawed here in America, was far more effective than any chemotherapy we had, and everything had been done to prevent it from being used to save human lives. Could that really be going on in America today? Absolutely. And I had that on firsthand from the man who worked for the NIH and their National Cancer Institute, the head of their division dealing with chemotherapy for cancer. And, of course, we're letting people die in America needlessly. Well, of course, we're letting people contract cancer as well. And that's Karen's point. They're suppressing the information. So you pick up the story there, Karen.
Yes, well, Dr. Lanfranchi's paper in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons this month, which, as I said, is on the web at jpands.org, also points out that we've had literature for more than 20 years, medical studies showing that oral contraceptive use, the birth control pill, is linked with breast cancer risk. And I might point out that the drugs that are used in oral contraceptives are the same drugs, same type of drugs that are used in the combined hormone replacement therapy, and that's estrogen and progestin. And these are steroidal hormones. Now, they've had this evidence about HRT use and oral contraceptives going back to the 1980s, but the National Cancer Institute ignored it. And then in 2006, without telling the public, I mean, without making a big splash in the news about this, although most women in this country have used oral contraceptives, it put on its website a page about the cancer-causing effects of oral contraceptives.
How much does it increase the incidence of breast carcinoma in women? Because, of course, breast carcinoma in women was very, very rare, 150 years ago even. What's the relationship?
Well, the increase in risk from using hormone replacement therapy is 24%. And I'm talking about the combined hormone replacement therapy. And for oral contraceptives, it's 26%. So it's right on target. Now, if you use it before the birth of a first child, that's the most cancer vulnerable time in a woman's life, because nearly all of her breast lobules consist of type 1 and 2 lobules. These are highly immature, cancer-susceptible lobules where up to 95% of all breast cancers are known to originate. And those lobules do not mature until the last months of a full-term pregnancy. They mature into cancer-resistant lobules at that time. And so that's the worst time for a woman to have an abortion or to use hormonal contraceptives, before the birth of a first child. But I would also point out that women can be exposed to estrogen and progestin if she takes or if she has the IUD. They can put it in the IUD. They can put it in the vaginal ring, in the patch, and by injection. So there are different delivery mechanisms as well. But the NIH had this evidence going back to the 1980s, and they even had a recognition from the National Toxicology Advisory Committee that 6 years ago put estrogen on the list of known carcinogens. They put estrogen on the nation's list of known carcinogens, but they didn't add oral contraceptives. But see, steroidal estrogens are in oral contraceptives.
Sure. Well, but you see, they really want women using the oral contraceptives because they want to cut down the incidence of pregnancy, because they want to control the population. There is an agenda behind this, and they can't let women or the average individual understand that they're suppressing information that's vital to, you know, avoidance of cancer, to the preservation of their lives. But, Chris, this way they get two for one. They avoid a new life coming, and they can end an older life. Why would otherwise would people at the highest levels of our government be concealing information that would prevent cancer? I mean, supposedly, that's the function of government, is to protect us, but you have to understand, if you want to do harm, you don't get a job working in some little county public health service. You get a job working in Washington, D.C., where you can do the most good or certainly the most harm. And it's difficult,
yes,
I think, for people to believe that anybody would want to withhold information from women that would keep them from getting cancer.
Well, yes, and we have to remember that tobacco executives did it with such ease for so many decades, and you know, of course, they did keep that from the public, as they struggled very, very hard to keep it from the public. However, it's come out now, but
they couldn't have done it, Karen, without the help of people at the highest levels of our government.
That's
at the
true.
Same time that they're talking about, oh my goodness, isn't cancer of the lung, look how many people are getting it, our government is subsidizing the growing of tobacco. What madness,
yes,
is that?
Yes, and I would also add that I think it's easy for people to accept the fact that it's bad for business. And so this is one of the reasons why they suppress the evidence. It's also there are ideological reasons associated with it, because a great many people in our country have embraced the feminist ideology. In addition, in the medical establishment itself, there is great fear of massive medical malpractice lawsuits when women find out that oral contraceptives raise breast cancer risk and that abortion raises breast cancer risk. How many thousands, if not millions, of women have had abortions or used oral contraceptives?
Yes, and of course, the doctors should be telling them, you know, of the danger. It's right of informed consent, because you can't get those birth control pills, at least you never used to be able to, without a doctor's prescription. But the doctors really don't know. That's the thing.
That's
that
right.
Information
the doctors,
kept from the doctors.
That's right. The doctors don't know, and from what I understand, they sometimes have some difficulties recognizing where studies are flawed. And they rely on the bottom line from the gatekeepers of medicine, like the National Cancer Institute and the American Cancer Society. But these organizations are not telling women the truth. They have been lying to women for years. And people also need to understand there's a great deal of fear among the scientists who are conducting this research, because the National Cancer Institute provides the greatest amount of funding in this country for cancer research, and there is fear among the scientists that they will lose their grant money if they come out and they tell the truth about the link between abortion and increased breast cancer risk. If you are a scientist and you depend upon the government for grants, or even the American Cancer Society or Susan G. Komen Foundation, if you're depending on those organizations for your grants, then that can be death for your career as a scientist, to tell women that abortion raises breast cancer risk. And as I said, these cancer fundraising groups are led by women who previously worked in the abortion industry.
Well, we've got a real problem in America, and mainly it's a matter of communicating the truth to the American people. And thank goodness we have stations like this and the others, of course, that we work with, where we can get the truth out. And I think at least some women are learning about the fact that the doctors really don't know that oral contraceptives are potentially lethal, and of course that there's a link between first trimester abortion and breast carcinoma. Your impression, Karen, are we having an impact? Are you and your message getting out?
I think we are having an impact, because our opponents in the government, for instance, are spending millions of dollars to do fraudulent research right now. And this research has been debunked. I mean, when they do fraudulent research, we come out at abortionbreastcancer.com, we put out a press release that goes out on Yahoo News and Google News, and we tell people, here's why the study's flawed. And moreover, our medical expert and other experts will put out papers or send letters to those journals that publish the fraudulent research, and they will say, here's why your research is significantly flawed. Now, Dr. Joel Brind has done that with 10 studies that are being used to falsely persuade women of the safety of abortion, and he published a paper in December of 2005 saying, here are the 10 studies, here's why they are flawed. One of the ways that they use to cover up this link between abortion and breast cancer is they don't follow women long enough after they had their abortions to see if they develop breast cancer. The women they include in their study had recent abortions quite frequently. And in the case of one study that was published last year, they also included women who had abortions that were like 8-10 years old. But if you include enough women in that study who have recent abortions, that's enough to throw off the results.
Sure.
Quite.
And that's what they do. In other words, figures don't lie, but liars can figure, and you can do anything with the statistics you want to. You know, even
that's true. And I would point out, too, nobody has come back, and no experts have challenged Dr. Joel Brind's paper or his conclusions. There are no experts that have come back to the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons and said, Dr. Brind is wrong, and here's why he is wrong. And they're free to do that. People are free to do that. And here we are more than 2 years out from the publication of his review, and nobody has done that. Nobody has challenged him. And also nobody has disproved the biological reasons for an abortion breast cancer link.
Well, but you see, the thing is that they don't want to create an issue. They do not want people to hear. And when you challenge it, then, of course, you open the lines of discussion. The last thing they want is to open the lines of discussion. The last people they thing they want is for women to realize that when they destroy the life within them, they may very well be destroying their own life. And that the young women are being lied to intentionally and specifically about the dangers of abortion.
Yes, and here's another example. The National Cancer Institute, Dr. Lanfranchi says in her paper, includes a section of protective factors. They include a list of protective factors, things that help protect women from breast cancer. And they also say here that by having a pregnancy, risk... We'll come back to that, then.
Okay, well, I guess it's Karen Malik. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network and welcome your calls. 970-689-8255.
Thing buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines, and even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Karen Malik. And before we go on, Karen, why don't you get your website out so people will know how to get in touch with you, your organization, and get the material you put out.
Okay, we're on the web at abortionbreastcancer.com, abortionbreastcancer.com. You can contact us at 1-877-803-0102. We have brochures that we encourage people to purchase and share with others within their community, share at conferences and also at churches, etc. So feel free to visit us there on the web at abortionbreastcancer.com.
Okay, well, Sunid, Karen's done a great deal of work over a number of years and totally dedicated to getting the information out. Our number, 970-689-8255. If you have a question or comment, 970-689-8255. Why would anybody want to suppress the fact that there's a definite relationship between abortion and breast cancer, between the use of oral contraceptives and breast cancer? And who do we have calling in?
Yeah, this is Doug.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I think I heard your guest say that most all contraceptives have danger of breast cancer. Is that true?
Is that true, Karen? Is it all or just certain of them?
Well, relying on the research that is available right now, most of the oral contraceptives, most of the hormonal contraceptives contain estrogen and progestin in them. And it's the estrogen and progestin that raise breast cancer risk. Now, we have a progestin-only mini pill, and there are no long-term studies on use of progestin-only mini pill. There are no long-term studies on that, so women who use that are guinea pigs. They won't know if it causes cancer until 20 years out, and these women show up on the breast cancer statistics.
But those with estrogen, which they've used in the past, really have had a direct tie into cancer, haven't they?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The fact that the oral contraceptive pills that they've used in the past, which contained estrogen, definitely had a relationship to breast cancer.
Yeah, well, the estrogen is a known carcinogen, and when you put it in combination with the progestin has the effect of accelerating the cell division. And as you know, cancer is cell division run amok. There's no mechanism for shutting off that cell division. And so the cells multiply and multiply and multiply as a result. So this is the problem. When women take progestin-only mini pill, their bodies are already producing estrogen naturally. So they're putting the progestin, once again, in combination with the estrogen, and that progestin will accelerate the cell division. So either way, if you take the oral contraceptives, with the estrogen and progestin in it, that's recognized as a carcinogen by the World Health Organization, and National Cancer Institute has an acknowledgement on one web page, and then they contradict themselves about the cancer risk on another page. So they're just that's a whole different story. But for women who are using progestin only hormonal contraceptives, theoretically that will raise risk, but they have no long-term studies. Theoretically, it raises risk because the woman naturally produces estrogen during her monthly menstrual cycle, and when you put the progestin with that, then you're going to have a similar situation to the combined oral contraceptives with the estrogen and progestin both in them.
All right. I hope that answers your question. We won't know until sometime in the future whether the progesterone-only pills will increase cancer. But we do know that the conventional ones that have been used for so many years predispose to cancer. They've known that for years. They've concealed it from the doctors. They're certainly concealing it from the women. Does that answer your question?
Yes, doctor. I have one more. Is there any danger in the contraceptive foam?
Well, I don't know of any studies on, you know, showing a cancer risk with the contraceptive foam. However, I will add the natural family planning offers no risk at all because it's completely natural, it's highly effective, and it helps preserve marriages in contrast to the artificial contraceptives.
Okay, we don't know of any studies along that line. You got to stick to the scientific studies where you can actually prove what you say. The people on the other side ignore the scientific studies because they have an agenda. Okay, anything else you'd like to know?
No, that's all right. Thank you, doctor. Appreciate the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our telephone number, again, is 1-970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Our guest is Karen Malik. Is there anything else in that article you'd like to bring out?
Article? Absolutely. Going back to your argument that it's about population control and this is why they're not telling women, here's a perfect example. In Dr. Lanfranchi's paper in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons this month, she cites the 2000 edition of the medical text Diseases of the Breast by Jay Harris and his colleagues. And in that medical text, they do not list early first full-term pregnancy among the methods of preventing breast cancer. Now, early first full-term pregnancy is widely recognized among scientists as the very best way to prevent breast cancer. The younger you are when you have that first baby, the lower your breast cancer risk is. And the reason, as I said, is because having a baby is the only mechanism that fully matures 85% of the woman's lobules, breast lobules, from cancer-susceptible lobules into cancer-resistant lobules. By the end of a first full-term pregnancy, 85% of her lobules have been transformed into cancer-resistant lobules. Here's what Diseases of the Breast, a medical text, says. They said they omitted early first full-term pregnancy because, quote, unplanned early pregnancy and an average of more than two completed pregnancies per woman has an undesirable social and ecologic consequences. In other words, having more babies is bad for the ecology.
Right, and that's all about population control.
That is certainly all about population control. This ideology has permeated the belief system of the academicians within our country, the gatekeepers of medicine. And here's another example of ideology. This just astounds me. Dr. Leslie Bernstein is an epidemiologist. She's at the University of Southern California, and she was asked by the National Cancer Institute to be a leader of their workshop on the abortion breast cancer link in 2003. Now, this workshop was a political scam. It was a total whitewash. And she participated as a workshop leader, and she gave a quote to cancerpage.com.
Hold that, Karen. We'll be back in just a minute. You have to tell us when we get back.
Okay.
Right here, the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
American Freedom Network, our guest Karen Malik. I want you to go ahead and finish what your thoughts were there, Karen, before I so rudely interrupted you.
Okay. We were talking about Dr. Leslie Bernstein, who is an epidemiologist out of the University of Southern California, and she was invited by the National Cancer Institute to be a workshop leader, a leader of their workshop on the abortion breast cancer link in 2003. Now, this workshop was a total political scam meant to falsely persuade women of the safety of abortion. And that's another whole story. But let me give you Dr. Leslie Bernstein's quote. These are words that she spoke to a reporter at cancerpage.com. She admitted that childbearing offers women the best protection, the best way to prevent breast cancer, and she says here, quote, "The biggest bang for the buck is the first birth, and the younger you are, the better off you are." And then she adds, "I would never be a proponent of going around and telling women that having babies is the best way to reduce your risk." And then she goes on to say why she won't tell women about the best way to prevent breast cancer. She says, "I don't want the issue relating to induced abortion to breast cancer risk to be a part of the mix of the discussion of induced abortion, its legality, its continued availability." She's worried, and her colleagues are worried, and her friends at the National Cancer Institute who give her the grants for her research, they're worried that Roe v. Wade will fall when women find out that abortion raises breast cancer risk. They are worried that the abortion breast cancer link will come into the debate about the legality of abortion. That's what their worry is, and that's why they're suppressing the research.
And, of course, if we are going to have a free society, women should have a right to know. Doctors can be sued for not, you know, giving full informed consent. But on these issues, the doctors don't know, or if they do know, they're suppressing the information. I think most doctors really don't know because, of course, there's been a conscious effort within the medical profession to conceal these facts. And you go to a medical meeting, you're not going to hear people talking about this sort of thing. Why? Because they're gatekeepers. Because information is controlled, because women are dying unnecessarily.
The gatekeepers of medicine are the ones that are withholding this information, and you're right, even the doctors are being prevented access to the information. We've got a half century of research, a mountain of research. It's very difficult for any one doctor to evaluate the sheer volume of research that has accumulated over the last half century, and we're talking maybe 100 different studies or so, when you include not just the epidemiological studies, but also the biological evidence and the animal research.
Well, I'll never forget when I was a member of the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association, and I'd put in a resolution that doctors should be required to tell women about the possibility of the relationship between first trimester abortion and breast carcinoma. And, of course, when I presented that resolution to the House of Delegates there, and you were given, I think, 3 minutes to present your case, then the people on the other side got up, they yelled, they ranted, they screamed, everything to put me down because I dared to suggest that doctors should be required to tell people of the possibility of the link. And I, of course, had all my material I'd got from you and elsewhere, and I brought it up to the committee, that was because they're going to have a committee appointed to study this, and they'll slant the committee, they'll pack it with people who they know will suppress the information. But on the way back, I ran into one of the women on the other side, and I said, what's wrong with telling women about the possibility of the relationship between early first trimester abortion and breast carcinoma? And she looked at me, and I looked into her eyes, and they were the most evil thing I'd ever seen. And she said, you don't understand. We have a different worldview. And that's what it's all about. They do have a different worldview. And they are unconcerned about the unnecessary death that they're promoting.
Well, this is true, because we are on a slippery slope. And some 35 years ago, going on 36, it's 36 years ago now, when Roe v. Wade became law in the United States and abortion was made legally accessible in this country, we stepped out onto that slippery slope. Now, if there are doctors, there are scientists, there are journalists who've all embraced the abortion quote-unquote right. They've embraced the so-called right of a woman to have an abortion. Now, if it's okay in a person's worldview to take the life of a child, then why not the mother? You know, if you've already accepted 1.2 million deaths per year, abortions per year, then it's a very small step to accept 2,000 deaths a year due to the abortion breast cancer link. So the mother's life is of as little value to these people as the child's life is.
And until people understand that there are others out there who have a different worldview, who do not value human life, and of course to them, why it's the most important thing is limiting the world's population, even though it may mean eliminating countless millions or hundreds of millions of people. And all throughout the world, the United States, your tax money is being used to fund abortion under one guise or another. Oh, they will say, oh, we would not give that money to other organizations, other countries where they're pushing abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, they do it. They do it all the time. They take it from one group and they give it to another. But the major thrust of American foreign policy is population control. Karen Malik, thank you so very much for being with us. God bless you. Keep in touch with me, please.
Okay, I'll do that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And Hug Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly we hope that you enjoyed our program with Karen Malik. Understand there is an agenda for population control. If you have not yet seen my DVD, None Dare Call It Genocide, let me suggest you get that. And certainly a much more extensive discussion of the subject, my DVD on a planned population control. That's about 2.5 hours program I gave, a talk we gave for the Prophecy Club. We have a video, and we're putting it on the DVD, called Population Control. You must understand that this is a major thrust of American foreign and domestic policy. If you've not yet read my Population Control Agenda monograph, it's on our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can pull it down if you'd like, of course, to get an original copy. If you get any of our other items and you specifically ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph, we'll be glad to get it for you. We have a 4-tape set on population control. Oh, certainly Alex Jones in his excellent DVD Endgame, which goes into the Bilderbergers, also picks up and talks about population control. In fact, Alex has told me that he used a great deal of my material, and I'm flattered that he felt it was worthwhile doing. But you must understand there are people who look at the world through different eyes, who have no concern for humanity and are quite willing to poison our children and destroy their lives as long as it pursues their goal and their objectives. That's why you need to get the material on how they're poisoning our children with the vaccines and mercury. And believe me, there is still mercury in the influenza vaccine. It wasn't recommended before for children, but now it's recommended for women during the pregnancy, where it'll do the most damage, and I'm talking about the influenza vaccine, do the most damage to the child in their womb, and then, of course, recommended for children at age 6 and every 6 months of age and every 6 months after that until they're 18 to build up their mercury levels. For information on this subject, we have an excellent DVD. It's called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. You can watch it for nothing on our website. We hope, though, however, you'll want to buy the DVD, because with that you get a CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of scientific studies of what they do know about the danger of mercury that they're concealing from the doctors and from the people. And then you need to get my talk, The Hidden Agenda, and the syllabus that goes with that, because other a great deal of information from scientific studies on the danger of fluoride, and then you need to get our material on aspartame. They know that this impacts on pregnancies and creates cancer, but they can't let you know that. We have the 4-tape sets on aspartame. We have DVDs on aspartame, Sweet Remedy, Sweet Misery. And, of course, we have the book on aspartame, called Excitotoxins, The Case That Kills, The Taste That Kills, by our good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to read the pages in my Hidden Agenda syllabus from Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, where he talks about how, gee, you can't kill enough people through abortion. You can't kill enough people through war. Maybe what we need is a gigantic black plague to sweep the world every generation. That's how these people think. They want the death and destruction. Well, they've never...
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th.